Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it.
They still hide money in books. When George Raveling was a young boy, he was in the kitchen of his grandmother who raised him. "Why did the slave masters hide their money in books, George?" she asked him. "I don't know, Grandma," he said. Her answer, "because they knew the slaves wouldn't open them." There's a reason it was illegal to teach slaves to read. There is a reason that every totalitarian regime has burned and banned books. The answer sounds like a cliche, but it's true. Knowledge is power. The converse is even more true. A lack of knowledge is weakness. It engenders supplication, and it makes resistance harder. From this early lesson, George Raveling came to see that reading was actually a moral duty. To not read, to remain in ignorance, was not only to be weak, it was to ignore the people who had fought so hard, who had struggled at such great costs to read and to provide for future generations the right and the ability to do so. It was to spit in the face of Frederick Douglass, of Booker T. Washington, and of course, of Martin Luther King Jr., who Raveling had gotten to know. But it is worth pointing out today that money is still hidden in the pages of books, though for slightly less nefarious reasons. How many people want to get better? How many people want to be successful? How many people wish they could get out of the cycle of mediocrity that they are in? Well, the solution, the secret to doing that is there on the shelf, but how many people bother to take it down and look at it? Marcus Aurelius talks about going straight to the seat of intelligence. Well, that's what books are. Epictetus found freedom from slavery long before he was legally free. How? In the writings of the Stoics, in the words of Musonius Rufus. We read because it makes us powerful. When we don't read, we are weak, easy to manipulate, less than what we are capable of being. It's in our self-interest to read. There's money in it, but it is also our moral duty.
And if you're looking to be a better reader, we designed this Daily Stoic Challenge or course recently called the Daily Stoic Read to Lead Challenge. As Truman said, not all readers are leaders, but all leaders have to be readers. That's the idea. How can you be a better reader? How can you get serious about this thing? How can you access all the wisdom that's out there in the world? How can you build a reading practice? And we built this awesome challenge. It's built off my reading practice, but also the practices of Seneca and Marcus Aurelius and all the Stoics, plus other wise figures from history. And this is a live course. It's going to start on Monday, May 17th. We all move this course together at the same time. Registration is now officially open, but registration will close on Sunday, May 16th at midnight. That's your last chance to join us all as part of this cohort, participate in the sessions with me. So sign up at dailystoic.com/reading. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story, and Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
Back in the plumber days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shay and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Six Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.